This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That was officially opening day today, BT, this morning. Of course, most of us normal humans slept through first pitch, unless, of course, you had to work on the Boomer and Geo show. We get that, but... With baseball starting, fun to have a conversation. And with the Yankees, unfortunately, the story of the spring continues to be the injuries. And for me, I just don't love the way this team was built. But even with that and with all the injuries, I still think the Yankees' expectations have not changed. They are the team to beat, in my mind, in the American League.
You know, I keep hearing that. I keep hearing that for a lot of people. You know, Yanks are going to coast. Yanks are the team to beat. Yanks are the team to beat in the American League. I'm not even sure the Yanks are the team to beat in the American League East. The Yankees have a multitude of problems. Now, when you have problems and questions going in, doesn't mean they can't resolve themselves favorably. I think this is a battle and a nightly dogfight. To be honest, in a lot of ways, I don't know what to expect from the Yankees. You know, the Gerrit Cole news was sometimes you got to deal with that and it stinks. That's a big problem. Luis Gil, we know. And Sal, it's been a couple of weeks since we've hit some of this stuff, but we've gotten a little deeper into the spring, and there's still issues or potential issues that I don't know the answer to. Who's the leadoff hitter? All right, I think it's going to be Austin Wells, and it could be good. But until it works out, we don't know. Who's the cleanup hitter? You know, and now you look at some of these spots here where I think the Yankees are either very old, and Goldschmidt's injury is a little alarming yesterday at first base with a back issue, or too young where we don't know the definitive answers yet in at least, you know, three or four spots around the team. I know the Yankees will be competitive. I think there's some nights the Yankees will look good, but for me to sit here and anoint the Yankees the best team in the American League, there is no way I can possibly do that. There's no chance.
Well, how though off of last year? Now, I'm not saying that I would pick the Yankees to get back to a World Series. Even coming into the year with full health, I wasn't sold on this Yankee team. But we had this discussion weeks ago. Yeah, if things could go sideways, this could actually be a bad team. But they're still the Yankees, and somehow they generally figure out a way to figure it out. And at worst, they're, you know, high 80s team, a postseason team. But give me the team in the American League. You mentioned even in the division. Like, how going...
Red Sox.
Yeah, okay. I like the Red Sox in the AL East. They got to prove it. Like, how are we going to put the Red Sox over the Yankees based off of what we saw last year, based off of what we saw this offseason, before we see them play a game? I'm not saying it couldn't finish like that, but I think the Yankees have at least earned the respect to be the team to beat going in. Also, largely based on the lack, to me, of legit competition in the American League.
Yeah, listen, it's definitely weaker than the National League. So that keeps the door open. There's no doubt. The Yankees are going to win some games. But I think these Yankees need to prove it. Sure, the Red Sox need to prove it. But, you know, Max Fried hasn't thrown a meaningful pitch here yet. And Juan Soto is now on a different team. Like, last year's Yankees team, they earned the accolades and they earned... the praise that was heaped on them because they got to the World Series. It was a very fun season. And a lot of ways, just because it was too often a two-man show, I think if you look back, it was one that was kind of born out of overachievement to an extent. Like, the Yankees were even very flawed last year to the point where in the middle of the season, they're trying to find out who their closer is. Now, they have a new closer this year. Devin Williams should be money. But now, all of a sudden, I know it's easy to think that Luke Weaver will be a stud as a setup. He very well might be. But, like, there's just so many things that I need to see to the point where I think that there's more questions with the Yankees than definitive answers, and that worries me.
Understood, and we don't disagree on that. We talked about this, and all the worst things, like Gerrit Cole, I don't know, and then Gerrit Cole out for the year. Paul Goldschmidt, aging first baseman, he's already dealing with some back issues, even if it's minor. Like, still, you don't want to hear about that in March, because what do you think is going to happen in April or May or August or September, where they got in the same boat with Rizzo, they did the same thing again with Goldschmidt. LeMahieu, same thing. Stan, like, all these things that they were relying on to at least a certain extent have all gone sideways already, and the season hasn't even started. Not to mention the reliance on some of the younger players. Even if you have high expectations for Dominguez or Wells or Volpe, you still need to see it to a certain extent. Or who's going to play third base? I just look at the American League and say, okay, while I have doubts about the Yankees, they are generally a proven constant to be a playoff team at the very, very least. Who's better? Like, the Orioles, I said the Orioles last year were going to be better in the AL East. Mm-hmm. They weren't. They fell off a little bit. And even with their 91 wins, whatever it was with Baltimore, they still weren't on the Yankees level. I do think Boston's going to be significantly better than they were last year, where they won 81 games. And the Yankees come back down to the pack. But does that mean that the Red Sox are the team to beat? Nobody in the Central. All right, people back on the Texans, on the Texas Rangers bandwagon. Astros, I don't know. Like, I'm not sold on anybody.
Seattle's got a good pitching staff, but I hear you. They don't have a lot of sticks.
And you know me, I liked Seattle last year. But, like, at some, every year it's the same thing. Yeah, Seattle's good. This will be the year they make the playoffs. And every year they fall short. So the Yankees are the one constant. Even when things go wrong, they generally figure out a way. I'm not saying that they're going to get to the World Series. I just have a hard time picking another team in the AL that I would say would be the team to beat going in.
Yeah, and again, we're kind of splitting the difference here. What I'm saying very, you know, for me, what I feel very strongly is that there's no way I can look at these Yankees and say, and I was saying this a month ago, ironically, right. 95 wins, eyes shut. That was my exact, that's exactly what they framed it. Things have changed here, and now you're relying on a lot of unknowns, and that's interesting. Trust me, I'm not the kind of baseball fan where I need to have, you know, 7 All-Stars. Let's grind. I have no problem. Let's grind. Let's do some stuff on the bases. Let's have some young, dynamic athletes showing that they deserve this stage and that they're ready for the stage and that they could thrive on the stage. All I'm saying is until I actually see them do it, the Yankees are a lot closer to the middle of the pack than they are, to me, a dominant elite team. I don't see a dominant team. I just don't.
And to take it a step further, now, again, my opinion really hasn't changed on it from the way that I thought that they were built going into the spring training and obviously with all these injuries. But, you know, the Yankees are expected to, I'm not talking about just this year, I'm talking about the Yankees. Like, the expectation is World Series or bust. It's been that way for quite some time. They got to the World Series last year, fell short. I don't look at this Yankees team. While I think they're the team to beat in the American League, I don't look at them as a legit World Series threat anymore, where maybe at least the hope of Cole and Fried in the postseason in a short series, if everything went well and the Yankees were there in the World Series, who knows who you're matching up with, Dodgers or other. Mm-hmm. At least if you have the 1-2 punch of Cole and Fried, maybe that could help offset some of the areas where the other team, the National League team, would be better. Now without Cole, that's not there. So maybe my thought of, hey, the Yankees have a chance to win the World Series, that I don't see at this point at all.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's impossible to forecast. I just get there and you got a chance, obviously. I mean, my opinion is no, they don't look like a World Series team at all. And I also think the Yankees, now this is their own doing. They created this mess by some bad moves they've made in the past here. What the Yanks are trying to do, and this is not a good spot to be in, unless the young kids really pop. And we won't know today. We won't know next week. We won't know next month. Maybe by the middle of the summer, we'll have some real intel on the 3 or 4 kids, and we know who we're talking about. But the Yankees are trying to obviously win and win a World Series, get answers on young kids while basically getting ready to discard some dead weight that is still on the roster.
And that's why I talk about it being...
But that's why I can't say that they're the team to beat.
Right, but you did change from your thoughts going in, which is why I'm curious, because to me, like, the flaws going in, what, like, Did you not? You expect a LeMay?
Pitching.
Yeah,
all right, pitching.
So what, Cole and Heel? That's
yeah.
I mean, and now with the barking shoulder of Clark Schmidt.
Clark Schmidt's throwing 1 2/3 innings. I know he had the bullpen yesterday. We talked about that a little bit. But, you know, Will Warren is up to about 16 innings or so. Clark Schmidt's up to not even two.
Yeah.
So is he ready for, and I don't need him to be opening day. That's more symbolism than actually maybe a foreshadow of how many starts you make. But the point is, he's been banged up. The Yankees made the decision. Now, I do think that he still has some juice, and he's had a good spring. Talking about Goldschmidt, the Yankees covered off a World Series appearance where they lost Juan Soto. The Yankees made the determination that Goldschmidt at age 37, based on a good 5 weeks to finish the season, was the right answer at first base. I didn't necessarily agree with it. Matter of fact, I was driving up to Providence and C-Mac was filling in for me.
You liked Walker.
And we found out that now Walker got hurt as well. He's got the oblique. But I didn't love the Goldschmidt signing. You want to tell me there's good value at $12.5 million? Sure. You want to tell me with Judge and Jazz and Bellinger, he can you know, find his way and do well. I don't think it's implausible that he does well. But it's the day after St. Patty's Day, his back is hurting.
Right.
That's not good.
Right. On top of LeMahieu being out, Stanton being out, which may be predictable, but you're relying on those guys to a certain extent. So they've already had LeMahieu out, Stanton out, banged up Goldschmidt, and now it's more focused on the younger guys.
Let me ask you this. How many? Yeah, exactly, Sal, 100%. But, like, directly, how many Yankees right now do you think are clearly in their baseball prime in the batting order?
Yeah, Judge.
Yep.
I mean, Bellinger's supposed to be in his prime, right?
But you again, put him there based on his age, but there's been some uneven performances.
Yeah, well,
so
right, he's in the prime based on his age, but he's not peak performance.
So, but we'll say probably, Jazz probably just entering it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the other
it's not at first. It's not at short. It's not at third. It's not behind the plate. It's not in left field yet. Like that's five or six spots where. Again, this could resolve itself favorably, and I love watching young kids. I think it's I love that the Yankees are giving them a chance because they believe in Wells, and they should, and they believe in Volpe, and they should, and they believe in Dominguez, and eventually you have to find out if he's the real deal or not. But if they don't get enough right answers, this is going to be a rough season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just some questions, man.
And it's been a rough spring already, which makes you think it could be a rough season. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Flavio is in Hawthorne. What's up, Flavio?
Hey, guys. Listen, I love your show. And as a season ticket holder, as a lifetime Yankee fan, I have to tell you, this is the first time I'm actually more excited about the Mets. That's never happened in my lifetime. I don't get what's happening with the Yankees. Goldschmidt, he should be more like Braun Schmidt. He's not the answer. We're trying to put Band-Aids on top of Band-Aids on top of Band-Aids.
Well,
I can't see us fielding a team this year that's even if we make the playoffs, so what? What's going to happen in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, that's
even
why,
we're not going to win the World Series.
Yeah, but Flavio, that's why, and all right, thanks for the call, but that's why when I look at what the Yankees could be, I've got to suspend the ultimate answer for a while because I've got to see what happens with Luis Gil. All I'm saying is, like, last year, I was incredibly confident. Many years, I'm usually, you know, I know what they have. I know maybe more specifically what some other teams in the division don't. There is no way that I could look at this roster and say, yep, Yanks division to win, shut their eyes, they're going to coast. There's no way I see that.
You know, it's the one thing you kept saying, too, a while ago when we had this conversation, weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was, the positive talk about the Yankees has more to do with all the other teams in the American League than it does about the Yankees. And that, to me, is an issue. My biggest problem with them is the way that they're built. I don't think Cashman and his staff have constructed a proper balance when putting together this team. And that's been my issue for years. Now, in light of that, or in lieu of that, BT, they still go out there, they won 94 games last year. I kept saying last year, I don't think they're that good. I don't believe the Yankees are this good. I don't believe that they get to the World Series. I mean, the ball bounces their way, a couple of different decisions. Maybe they win that World Series. Who knows? I never believed that they were as good as their record said that they were a year ago, especially from, you know, June on. So I just don't believe in the way that their team is built. But how do they continue to win 90-plus games and get to the World Series?
They had Juan Soto last year.
Yeah, no, I get it. But then everybody was saying, oh, it's supposed to be better this year and different. I thought the Yankees were worse this year, obviously, going in with the offseason after losing Soto. I thought they needed one more big move. I wanted Bregman at third base. But even with that, it's not just about the Yankees now compared to what it was a year ago. I think the best argument for the Yankees to be the team to beat is that nobody else in the American League, like, look at the teams in the National League. The Mets had a great offseason. The Mets are looked at as one of the better teams in baseball, as they should be. But the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Braves, all ranked ahead of them.
San Diego's pretty good.
Three definitive teams, and you could throw in more.
Yeah.
With the AL, it's like, yeah, maybe if everything breaks right, the Rangers, maybe the Astros or Mariners, maybe the Red Sox or Orioles.
A lot of maybes, including the Yankees. Yeah. That's my point. Like, to me, the Yankees are much more of a maybe. And go back to what you said as you referenced what I said a couple times, and certainly as recently as last week, like, if you want to build the case, by the way, I'm not saying that it's complete wackyville to think that the Yankees win the division, squeeze out 93, 94 wins. I'm not saying that. I just can't say it with any sort of confidence. That's why I'm not saying it. But if you do believe that, and I say to you, okay, well, why do you believe that? You're going to probably tell me a lot more about the deficiencies around the Yankees than pointing to tangible strengths of the Yankees.
Yeah.
And when that's the case, that's when I take a step back and I say, now I got to see.
All right, well,
I got to see.
What would you say would be the two clear, because I have it in my mind, two clear strengths right off the bat that you're not concerned about with the Yankees?
Yanks have the best player in baseball. They've got a great bullpen. Bingo. Those are two things that jump off the page right away.
So we're on the same exact page. Like, we feel, so just our feel, right? Without even discussing this, it's an obvious thing, but still, just your feel. Okay, we trust Judge 1,000%. Obviously, if anything happens with injury, then
that's a wrap. Starter.
But we trust Judge 1,000% to be the best player in baseball, which we've seen when he is, even without Soto, he can carry this Yankees team as he's done before. And the bullpen, we've seen the bullpen. Like, there are times I'm like, I don't know, the Yankee team isn't that good. But then the bullpen masks a lot of the other flaws. So you're already starting from a solid foundation where they have an advantage over the Red Sox or the Orioles because they have the best player in baseball and because we trust Cashman to build that bullpen the way that it is. Those are two great strengths.
Yes, but now you look at Boston starting rotation. Yeah. I think they probably have more viable, higher-level sticks right now, you know, with Bregman and his OPS in Boston, and Devers is an absolute beast. They got some young hitters. Yeah. It's just there's a lot to see, and this has been such a miserable spring. I don't know how it doesn't dampen the spirits of a Yankee fan right now.
Eric's in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
BT, Sal, how we doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I'd be better if I wasn't a Yankee fan right now, right? I mean, good grief. It's a tough one, you know, and I know it's spring training, and I completely agree with both of your points. I mean, I think a lot of what we've been, you know, kind of so jazzed up about as it relates to the Yankees is just the fact that the competition in the American League is so poor, right, or has shown it to be. But I agree that Boston worries me. I mean, Boston absolutely worries me with their pitching staff. And right now, there's so many question marks with the Yankees. I mean, we're one Aaron Judge, you know, injury away from disaster. And to me, like, the Clark Schmidt thing, they're saying, okay, he's going to throw a bullpen and then he'll be back in, you know, and back in the rotation. But considering where things have gone this spring training, are we confident that that's what's going to happen? I mean, we could be in a situation where now we don't know who our 4-5 starter is. We don't know who our third baseman is. We don't know who our DH is. And we've got aging players at some of those, you know, solidified spots like first base where you've got, you know, guys going down for these injuries that I just – it's really concerning. And I know the Yankees have figured it out, but at 88.5 wins is the over-under for the Yankees.
That's
right,
unbelievable
now.
That it's come down.
The under, it's not which that. Is unreal.
It has come down. I don't
to
know.
88.5? There's
the
no
call,
way
Eric.
It's that low. Thanks
you know,
for the call,
you know,
buddy.
BT, I think he might be right.
88.5?
Yeah, I was having this conversation last week with some people at SNY. We were discussing that. If you could get that, if you could get that number, Zoo, who's in for Hoff today, let us know the exact win total. Now, I'm sure it depends on different sites, but I do think it's around, even if it's 89, like.
If it's 88.5, I'm going to pound the over. Like, I'm going to show them that. I've got that belief. I've got that respect here. But just think about this, guys. The first baseman's 37, bad back, didn't play well last year. They've got no third baseman.
Right.
Their ace, who's going to be in the mix for Cy Young every year, is out for the entire season. The rookie of the year is not pitching for at least 3 months. Then you pray to God that when he comes back and starts throwing that there's no setbacks in Luis Gil. Again, and my first, when you asked me the two strikes, Judge and the bullpen, also baked into that strength, though, is the assumption that Luke Weaver in year two is going to be a stud in front of Devin Williams. And now I believe I love his makeup. Like, he's one of the – he wants the ball. He's a bulldog. He's got great stuff. But we've seen year-to-year variance in bullpens where
– volatile.
Come on. You know, and
but they also have, you know, Loaizaga or other guys. Like
who's been hurt every single year.
I get it. But the Yankees somehow, some way – I'm not dismissing what you're saying. I did say that Clay Holmes is going to be a loss for them. He wasn't also – or closer to start the year out. So it's not just like all of a sudden their bullpen is a guarantee, but that's the one thing that constantly
yes.
or continuously Cashman finds, you know, success out of his bullpen.
I think it's the best thing that he does. That's why that it's very easy for me to say that, you know, along with Judge, that's their strikes now, and hopefully it stays that way. But again, guys, this is a bit of a broken record, but they don't really have a leadoff hitter. They don't really, until they do, have a cleanup hitter. They don't really, until maybe they do, have enough right-handed sticks. They're very lefty-laden. Now, I think the Yankees are going to have to play a different style this year. They're going to have to run. They're going to have to be very aggressive on the bases, and that is something that's been fairly foreign to the Yankees, who generally rely on long balls to mash people.
Yeah, and their number, by the way, Zoo confirmed, it is 88.5.
I'm going to pound the over on that. As much as I lay out some stuff here that worries me, that is low.
That's a low
I wouldn't
number.
Go a lot higher than that, though. That sounds, to me, 88.5, just a little too low. To me, I'm feeling more 90. But even at 90, my point is, this division, not a guarantee.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation. We come back, 888-808-1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
1019. BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Tuesday morning. You know, we've had this conversation before, BT, but now, you know, almost a week out from opening day, we'll have it again. Talking about the Yankees so far to start the show. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But I feel like the way that they were built means that they will go as their young guys go, right? We talked about it. You kind of know what you're getting from LeMahieu and Stanton, good or bad, mostly bad. All right, yeah, you had to know at some point some of the pitchers were not going to be there. Unfortunately, it was the worst case with Gerrit Cole out for the year. But all those things, you know what you're getting in Judge, you know what you're getting in Jazz. Okay, bullpen, general, you know what you're getting. So that, to me, would mean that the Yankees will go, if Dominguez pops and is what we think he could be or what they believe he could be, if Volpe takes a step forward, if Wells is what he is, then I think the Yankees have a chance to change the feel. You know, the number is 88.5 now, which is obviously not a good thing for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if those guys all pop, then it could change the look and feel of this team, and maybe that then makes them a World Series potential team.
I probably agree, but I almost think that that's too easy. Let me make it tougher for you. What if half of them pop? Which is probably the most likely scenario.
Well, let's just go over it then in detail. I mean, really, it's, I think Wells is going to be fine.
Oh, I love him.
Okay, but
not worried about him.
But it's Wells, Volpe, Dominguez. I mean, I'm not counting anybody at third base. Are you?
Like, No. Not really.
Like the difference makers. I mean, I know he's not young, but you want to throw Bellinger in this group and say,
no.
Okay, if we're talking specifically then to the young guys, it's those three, right?
Yep.
I mean, forget about the arms for a second. We're talking about the bats.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like, I know you love Wells. I like Wells, and I kind of feel like we know what we're getting from him. I still believe there's more to Volpe's game than what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you get what you expect from Wells, and Volpe gives a little bit more, or maybe a lot more than what we've seen. It doesn't need to be 320, but how about 280, 25, 30 steals? You know what I'm saying? 280, 20 plus homers.
I'd take 280 in a heartbeat.
I know, but I mean,
I'm 280, you gotta take that in a heartbeat.
You want to be a star. I mean,
yeah.
I reference this all the time. We had Brian Cashman, and I was like, man, I thought he was going to be a star. He said him too. So it wasn't like they expected Volpe to be all glove and a 240 hitter that was going to steal some bases. They had
first round pick.
They had high expectations for him to be an impact player. He has not been an impact player. So if Volpe has more of an impact, and by the way, you saw signs of it in the postseason a little bit last year. If, and Dominguez may be the real X factor, like, because we have no idea. At least with Wells, we've seen a little bit and enough to believe in him. At least with Volpe, you've seen, okay, well, we know what the floor is with him. Now he's got to raise that ceiling. With Dominguez, the ceiling is, the sky's the limit with him, but also, can he catch a ball in the field? Like, we don't know. And we don't even know offensively with Dominguez.
Well, of those three,
who
can you envision being a true star?
It's a good question. You know what's odd? My answer to this like, if you ask me who I think is going to be best, I would say Wells, but I would not say that he's going to be the true star.
Okay.
I think the other two have more potential.
Because of speed, stuff like that?
I just think everything. I'm like, you know, Wells, a catcher, could be a good offensive catcher. I don't think he's going to be a star. I think he's going to hit with some power.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll be solid. I don't think he's going to be a star. I think Volpe and Dominguez still have the potential to be stars, and it's easier to say Dominguez because we haven't seen him yet.
True. So to me, his ceiling feels higher.
Well, who would you say?
I would say in order of ceiling, just to kind of frame it that way.
Yeah, right.
I would say Dominguez, Wells, Volpe.
Wow.
In that order. So Volpe third for me.
And that makes sense in accordance to our beliefs. You're high on Wells and you're not high on Volpe. I'm higher on Volpe here. Bottom line, though, don't you think, like, if you look at these three, if they all pop.
Oh, yeah, even, the changes.
Even, to your point, even two out of the three pop.
They're good. They're fine.
Now you got Judge, Jazz, Belly.
Hopefully Schmidt, Goldschmidt.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what if one pops?
I don't think it's going to be enough. Like, let's say Wells pops, and the other two are like, you know, Volpe's stagnant, and Dominguez is...
up and down, maybe in the minors,
that
whatever.
That was the word I was going to use this year, inconsistent. I think they're toast if that happens.
I would. When you say toast, not a playoff team or
no,
not a...
No, I still think...
You think no matter what, they're a playoff team, no matter what?
I do. I can't. Come on, man. The Yankees are going to miss the playoffs with the expanded postseason. I know what happened a couple years ago. I can't. Like, it would be catastrophic for this team to not make the playoffs after getting to the World Series. Also, just based on the landscape. If you tell me you take the Yankees and put them in the National League, do I think they're a playoff team? I think that's a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You put the Yankees in the NL East, I'm not sure they are a playoff team.
Yeah.
If you put the Yankees in the National League in general, you want to say in the NL Central, maybe they win that division. I don't know, but it would be a tougher call. In the AL, like, think about what it would take for them to not be a playoff team. You think anybody in the Central is going to have a better record than the Yankees?
No, probably not.
Okay,
no,
and even if one does... it won't matter. You think multiple people in the Central? Probably not.
No.
What about the West?
I think there's a potential that the Astros and the Rangers do. I don't know if I'd bet on that, but I don't think that that's completely outlandish to think that that's a possibility.
Okay, and even if... so now you'd have to have two teams in the West or Central have better records than the Yankees, because the division winner, like the Astros could win 100 games, it's not going to impact the Yankees' playoff standing.
Mm-hmm.
And in their own division, okay, like let's say the Red Sox win the division... let's say Baltimore's really good. I can't imagine them being that much better than the Yanks. I can't imagine, right, seven teams get in, right? So you get the three division winners and then three wild cards.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me the Yankees wouldn't at least be a last wild card
I feel
team?
Like they would be.
That's what
but
I mean.
But what does that mean? Who cares?
Well, nothing. I mean.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. Who cares? Big deal.
But,
yay.
But when you say playoffs, like, you know, it's hard. It's not the way that it used to be when we talk about are they a playoff team or not.
Yeah, I know.
Even bad teams get in now. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at last year. The Tigers...
well, what did the Mets win last year? 87? What was the number? I think it was 87, 80, 89,
Tigers,
maybe 89,
the
whatever
Tigers
it was.
The Tigers stunk the majority last year.
Yep.
And they ended up stealing a playoff spot, 86 wins to get in. So, like, 86 wins? You're saying the Yankees are going to win fewer games than that? Mets won 89 games last year.
89.
But again, and they were the last wild card in, technically, I guess based on a tiebreaker, just looking at the standings here, you know, with the Braves that they tied. But 89 wins, that's, you should be a playoff team with 89 wins. Almost they missed out. Like, the Diamondbacks won 89 games and didn't get in. That's a lot of wins to not get in with seven teams in the postseason. Anyway, I think the Yankees are a playoff team. BT, it's Al on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Joey, but that's not saying anything. Joey's in Westchester. What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, so kind of just hear me out here. I'm a big Yankees fan, but I'm thinking of the season going in. Like, I agree with you guys. There's a lot of maybes on the roster. Play the young guys early on. You know, this team might have to make a trade for an infielder early on the season. I think St. Louis is a good partner. They have a surplus in the infield. Brendan Donovan might be a good target for early in the year. But say the young guys don't produce as expected. You know, you have Boston and Baltimore. They're probably in the same realm as the Yanks right now. And let's say Chicago out in the NL Central isn't playing up to par. Maybe the Yanks try and go after Kyle Tucker because I don't think Chicago's going to fork up $500 million for him.
Yeah, that's
maybe
a thought.
They get a return.
We've got to hit that. The Tucker stuff, I mean, do you think they wish they gave up Kyle Tucker or Heel for Tucker now? They probably do. And I said they should have done it in real time, knowing or at least thinking that Heel was completely healthy. And I love young flamethrowers, but Kyle Tucker's different. Bombs, runs, catches it. He's a star. Yeah, I mean, there's other moves to be made. I don't know what their wiggle room is with the money. You get, what, $27 million for Stanton? I would, for Gerrit Cole. If Stanton, I don't know the answer to this, but I'm guessing that it's probably the same as Gerrit Cole. If he has season-ending surgery on both elbows, would they recover some money there? Sure. There's just a lot of things. I don't want to say there's a lot of things to patch up now because there are some real interesting possibilities, but there are a lot of things to watch. And if they don't go well, then the patch job comes in. And if it's not patched up properly, Yanks are in trouble.
Yeah, and I don't think Tucker's a savior at this point either. I do think the Yankees are going to get him in the offseason, if not a trade in season. But remember, if it were him, then you probably wouldn't have had Bellinger. You would have had to go get another arm, I would think, because wasn't the... Like, you're not going to trade for Kyle Tucker. Or I guess you could have gotten Bellinger and then moved Bellinger to first.
Put him at first base.
Potentially, yeah. Man,
just bypass Goldschmidt.
Yeah. I mean, were they going to be willing to do that and spend that much money?
I don't know. I know what I would be willing to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's another issue that the Yankees haven't been willing to go over the top. I know their payroll's high, not high enough. By the way, I think my math was off. I said 3 division winners and 3 wild cards, but it's not 7. Obviously, that's 6 teams in the postseason, 7 teams in the NFL. But you get 6 teams in the playoffs in Major League Baseball, the 3 division winners, and then 3 wild cards. All right, we'll continue with the conversation. 888-808-1019. Maybe an arm. We didn't talk about this yesterday, but maybe there's an arm out there, BT. Yanks are looking for arms. They've been depleted. Maybe there's an arm out there that they could have going into the season. We'll discuss that and continue with your calls. BT and Sal on the Fan. On the Fan on this Tuesday morning, 888-808-1019. I was reading through some tweets yesterday. I couldn't believe how many people had issues. St. John's fans. It wasn't that many with me saying yesterday that I think it was a great season regardless. Like, that's not a negative thing. And people are so stupid that it's really it's actually hard for me to comprehend how dumb people actually are with their lack of comprehension. If I say that no matter what St. John's does in the tournament, it's been a great season. That's not a negative thing. You could disagree, sure, and I understand why you disagree. I'll be honest with you. I hope they lose. I actually, not for you, BT. This is for the morons. I hope they lose. Here's why. Because if they lose this first game on Friday, what are these moron knucklehead fans then going to say on Friday morning? They're going to say what I was saying yesterday. You know what? It sucks that we lost, but it was a great season. So, again, I'm ahead of the curve, and they're just too dumb to realize it. One guy writes, the dumbest bleeping take, the guy knows nothing about St. John's. Oh, other than the fact that, I don't know, we talk to the head coach? Yeah, know nothing about St. John's, but yet I talk to the head coach. Do you? Give me a break. The idiocy out there. I shouldn't even respond. I don't even do that normally. Mm-hmm. But this was one that I was like, God, this is a layup. I'm praising St. John's. And yet the fans are taking it. How's that a negative thing, saying that it's been a great season regardless?
St. John's by 24 Thursday night. You got to take that back for your partner.
I don't want them to lose for you. There. Yeah. But if they did, here's the point about the conversation from yesterday. If they, I'm not rooting
for them. I can't believe you said that, dude.
But I am. For those fans, hey, that's what they deserve. Honestly, that's what they deserve. They deserve, all I'm doing is praising the team. Let's just say hypothetically, nobody thinks it's going to happen. Yeah. Although Coach Petito did say they could lose in the first round. They could be a Final Four
tournament. Anything could happen.
And that's exactly my point. Let's just say, worst case scenario, nobody wants to even speak it into existence. But let's just say St. John's happens to stub their toe. They get beat, a one-off game, 15 seed upsets it to what happened. Friday morning, do you think we're coming on ripping Rick Pitino and St. John's for losing that game?
No, but I will not position the season as favorably as you because St. John's has not won a Big East tournament game in 25 years, right, and I'm tired of hearing it.
Okay, fair enough.
So even you win one and get just like you hadn't won the Big East regular season, hadn't won the Big East tournament. Right. Like, I need these things deleted that have been lingering for 3 decades, basically.
Right, and it really just comes down to that one game because if they won that one game and then lost in the second round, then what? You'd be like, well, at least they won a tournament game. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see the profile of the game. Like, I know what you mean,
How is that a negative thing? I'm not saying fans shouldn't root for more, but, like, come on, what are we doing here? It'd be like me going nuts about the Mets last year losing in the NLCS. Like, yeah, it stinks, but what'd you expect? The team was lucky to make the playoffs.
Okay, but hold on, that's different, though. The Mets won 89 games. They barely made the playoffs. St. John's lost 4 games by 7 combined points. They're 6th in the country.
Right, but expectations coming in.
Well, yeah, but the expectations, there are 2 seeds. So expectations, and you're also 19-point favorites on Thursday. The expectation by many, and I want to see the matchup. What's that?
2 seeds never lost?
No, no, I'm not saying that. I remember when Iowa State lost to Hampton. I remember watching that. That was, 0-1, whatever it was. No, it's happened a few times for sure. More frequently as college basketball has changed here. I just think when you, like, it's one thing if you slide in and you're a five seed or you're in the 8-9 matchup. When you do what they did, it doesn't change the trajectory of the program moving forward.
Right.
But it would change, I would look at the season differently, still having enjoyed many, many amazing checkpoints and still believing Rick Pitino's the greatest coach in college of all time, but you have to win a game. I think you have to win too.
Yeah, which is fine. You're entitled to think that, and other people are entitled to think that as well. I just don't think it would take away, it would sting, it would hurt. I don't think it would take away from a great regular season and then cemented with the Big East Championship when it's just so random. The NCAA tournament a lot of times is random. With that being said, I fully expect them to win. But if they don't, a part of me, I got to be honest with you, a part of me would feel good for those knuckleheads on Twitter. All right, now, because I didn't really want to talk about that, but I just happened to get caught up during the break. Did you see, you know, the Yankees need some pitching depth, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, they could use some arms. There isn't a name out there, we didn't discuss this yesterday, that became available now. Did you see Joey Gallo and his?
Yeah, so Joey Gallo. I wonder how hard he throws. How hard does he throw?
I don't know. Apparently hard enough, right?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I mean, guys have done this. I mean, I'm not going to even entertain it from a Yankee perspective, but do I think he can train?
Yeah, I mean,
as a pitcher?
Like, he's going to be a pitcher now.
Yeah, yeah, let's bring Joey Gallo back to the are you trying to annoy me today? I mean, what are you doing?
No,
here?
No.
First with the St. John stuff, and now Joey Gallo is a pitcher.
The St. John stuff, I got to be careful with because
he's. I'll tell you, listen, now, on a serious level, the Yankees are going to have to make a move, I think for an arm, right? We were talking about this before the show, me and Dove. I'm not doing anything right now. I'm not doing it because I don't know what the move is going to have to entail. It might have to be left field. It might have to be first base. It might have to be third base. And I don't think the Yankees have multiple big moves in them. So I'm not firing that bullet now, like for Dylan Cease or
not
somebody that
close,
would definitely make him better.
Right.
There's no doubt going into the season, you feel better about having Dylan Cease. But, you know, if Max Fried's a horse and Hill comes back and is right and Clark Schmidt is eventually fine and does well, I don't know that you necessarily need Dylan Cease as much as you might need something else down the road when it's really time to shape your team like when they got Jazz last year.
Yeah, I would not make that move either. And obviously with Gallo, he wouldn't be a big difference maker. But maybe he does stick as a pitcher at some spot. I'm curious to see how that works. I mean, if Gallo could pitch to himself, he'd be great.
Yeah, he wouldn't throw curveballs. He could hit the dead red.
He'd have a ton of strikeouts. Isn't it odd, though? Like, I don't recall seeing...
Rick Ankiel did it.
Yeah. Well,
Rick Ankiel did it.
Going back a long time, but he got forced to doing it because he couldn't... what was the situation with that? Where Ankiel... Wasn't Ankiel a pitcher and then...
A pitcher who threw four or five pass balls in a playoff game.
Right, Ankiel...
Remember that?
Right, Ankiel went the other way.
With the Cardinals.
Yes.
The other way.
He was a pitcher who couldn't find the strike zone.
Correct.
Then was forced to become a position player.
Actually, it was pretty good.
Wasn't a bad outfielder.
Had some home runs, played for the Mets, played for the Cards. It was all right.
Gallo is a... I mean, he's been a... How would you term his career? Like borderline?
An all or nothing masher with... See, the thing about him is, like, he can run. He's got a good arm. Like, he's a good defensive player. It's 210, 190.
Oh, right, but he hit a ton of homers.
He did.
Would you define his career as successful big league career?
I mean, I would have to look at where... Was he a first-round pick? Like, if he was drafted incredibly highly, I'd have to say... I'd still say no.
All right, so a borderline.
Yeah, successful. The guy hit some home runs, sure.
Was he not an all-star at one point?
He had 46 home runs, I think, one year for Texas, right? 46, something like that?
He's hit a ton of homers. Obviously,
sure.
Not, you know, we don't love, especially with watching him with the Yankees.
Oh, God.
But I didn't love him to begin with, Gallo. I just don't like that type of player striking out a ton. But I would say, yeah, I mean, he was a two-time all-star. Maybe that's the way you say it. He was a two-time all-star, mm-hmm. hit a bunch of home runs in his big league career. I mean, he did put up consecutive years where he had, 240-plus home run seasons. So he had some success as a player. And now at the end of his career, maybe not at the end of his career, he's going to be 31.
He's got a long time to pile up those numbers for Cooperstown, get him some wins.
So at 31 years of age, do you think he can make a successful transition to being a big league pitcher?
I know he's got a cannon. I know that as an outfielder. He's big. He's like 6'3", 225, 230. So he should have pretty good leg leverage and like should be able to have a pretty healthy arm. I'd like to see his windup. Have you seen anything on social media? Just a windup?
No, I didn't even see anything. But I find it odd that it's like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it anymore. Right, I'm going to try my hand at pitching.
I don't think that it's completely nuts. I mean, now it's kind of gone. Remember Tim Wakefield? May he rest in peace. Timmy was a shortstop, I believe, in the Pirates minor league system. Came up with the knuckleball. We mentioned Rick Ankiel. There's been a few others here.
To go the other way?
To go the other way. And, you know, I
oh, no,
let's listen.
Wakefield went from position player to pitcher, but early on.
Back in the minors. Right. I don't think he played shortstop for the Pirates in the majors. Like, yeah, if, I think double A, whatever it was, and then Akeel.
I could be wrong on that, but whatever.
I thought Timmy played short. And, like, DeGrom, wasn't DeGrom a shortstop in college?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure
yes.
he was at Stetson, right? He was,
yes.
yeah. So, you know, listen, if you're a special specimen, which Gallo is, like, if they were to have, like, a baseball combine like they do for football, and they literally put every major leaguer on a field and they just tested him, he would test incredibly well. He's big, strong, fast, and explosive. He's got a big body. He probably, you know, kill the weight, you know, the bench reps and the shuttle runs and the jumps and all that stuff, the vertical stuff. He just can't hit curveballs.
Brian is calling from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. BT, this one's not going to make you too happy. I got Kansas beating St. John's in the second round, man. Sorry. Oh.
That's fine. Listen, that's fine. Do whatever you want. Make sure they beat Arkansas first, buddy.
Yeah, I know. A seven seed for Kansas is not something they're accustomed to.
Because they're not that good this year.
No, I know. Okay. I know, but I think they're going to beat Johnny's.
What's your Yankees point, Brian?
Yeah, so as far as the Yankees go, there's a name out there that I think could be had, because it's a rebuilding team in the Marlins, and that's Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah, I mean, and thanks for the call. I mean, there's some talk that he might be. If the Marlins made him available to trade for him,
mm-hmm.
is that a guy you're going to give up what it would take to get him, to bring him in here?
No.
I feel like
arm surgery.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. You're going to invest, not money yet, but prospects in pitching again. Like, how many times, what are the Yankees going to do here? How many pitchers are they going to invest in, whether it's trading for pitchers or whether it's signing these guys to big contracts? Like, at some point, you throw your hands up and say, hey, we've done what we could do. Now we got to try to patch it together with mm-hmm. some value guys, as opposed to, well, here's the top guy. Let's go get Cease. Alcantara, let's go get him. Like,
yep.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, they've developed. Listen, that's why Schmidt's so interesting to me. I want to see Schmidt. He won the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he's not done for the year.
No, he's not. But you worry about setback. You just never know.
Yeah.
When you hit three months before you start throwing, now you got to build yourself back up. And if there's no setback, you just don't know. So I'm not saying I'm not banking on seeing Hill at some point. I don't know what version we'll see, and I don't know when we'll see him. But, that's a long ways off. And at that point, who knows what the Yankees' record looks like as they try to stay afloat, which I think they will. Listen, if you just tune it in, we were talking about how awful this spring training's been for the Yankees and some of the decisions that they've made and how the Red Sox have gotten better and how the Orioles still have a lot of talent. And the Yankees' win total is 88.5 in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I do think that they'll go over that, but I do not look at the Yankees as a clear-cut favorite. Forget about the American League. I don't see them as clear-cut favorites for the America League East. I think it goes down to final 7, 8, 9, 10 days. I don't know if it's Boston. I don't know if it's Baltimore. I think the Yankees are there. I think it's a battle.
Yeah.
I think the Yankees are going to have a lot of tough nights on their hands.
Me too, but I still think they're the team to beat in the American League. Actually, Zoo, we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. We'll get into the Knicks next hour as well. And if you want, we could do some Johnny stuff as well, BTs. That'll be a theme throughout the course of the week. Of course, you head up Thursday to see the Johnnies play in their first round game at Providence. Zoo, check the odds on current odds, Yankees to win the American League. We'll get to that when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.